from the podcast, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. It's Grant's Rants Small Talk.
Let the ranting begin. I am recording this late night recap in Coventry, Rhode Island. Late night, we're talking Real Housewives of New Jersey, Faux-pology. And I am joined by the Sage of Coventry herself, June.
Hi there.
Hello.
I'm still here. How is everybody? Happy New Year.
I'm glad that we get to do this in person, because the last one was over the telephone.
Yes, yep.
This one's good. Real easy.
Yep.
Faux-pology. So we're back in Milan. There's a bike tour, and it's versus picking out ingredients. How do you feel about picking out ingredients?
Yeah. How do you like, what are ingredients?
I don't know. For someone who wrote several cookbooks, you'd think she'd know.
Yeah, I know. So, well, ingredients, not ingredients. Yeah,
I know. Come on. So Margaret, Teresa, and Dolores are the ones doing that. And then the other side, you've got Siggy, Danielle, and Melissa going on a bike tour. Which one would you rather do? I know which one I'd rather.
Well, you'd probably rather go on the bike tour.
Yeah.
I'm not up to it. Even though I'd love it. But I would enjoy the cooking, too.
Yeah, the authentic Italian cooking.
Yeah, you know, the dough, you know, come to think of it, the dough for pasta is one and one. One cup of flour, one egg. And
okay.
A little pinch of salt.
That's it.
And that's how you make the dough. You roll it on flour so it doesn't stick. So if you're interested in trying to make it, that's how easy it is. Yeah. One cup of flour, a pinch of salt, and one egg.
Oh, that is a lot more easy than they made it look.
I know.
Yeah,
well, I think they threw a whole 5-pound bag of flour.
I think so.
And threw in about 6 or 7 or 8 eggs and then mixed it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, both would interest me to a degree. I mean, if you're ever going to make authentic pasta, why not make it in Italy?
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
right.
I get
yeah,
it, so.
Yeah.
Whatever. What else happened? Teresa, she's speaking Italian. She's really in her element. You know, English is not the best for this author. But she's supposed to be really good at cooking, but Dolores says that she does not have good cooking skills and gives a wink. Now, Dolores, I've had a huge problem with you. I think you're a lousy friend, and I think that, you know, the way you speak, you know, she's winking at the camera as if to say, you know, this woman who's written cookbooks is not that good at cooking after all.
Yeah.
Now, that's a friend.
Yeah, really.
When
you're
down and out, your husband's in prison, you're trying to make money to support your 4 daughters, and that's the friends you have?
Yeah. I think Dolores goes back and forth. And that Danielle, she's always on the outs with her, too.
Yeah. Well, Danielle's always up Teresa's behind.
Yeah, yeah.
So, whatever. Siggy is determined to have fun. And I'm like, really? Because she didn't for the rest of the trip.
Oh, jeez. That sensitive little thing.
Yeah.
You have to walk on eggs with her.
Horrible person to travel with. Like, you can't have any small talk.
Oh, no. You can't say anything that might be a little bit off color. I mean, she'll go crazy with sensitivity, you know?
Yeah. No, I couldn't be friends with her. Maybe she's really nice, and maybe she is a good friend. Maybe she's good to her friends, but, I mean, I don't edit myself. You know, I've been doing a podcast for a long time, and I don't get in much trouble for what I say, but I do keep it pretty real. I don't know if someone like her could handle it.
Yes. Well, she's very... I can see why Margaret called her a soggy flicker, because she cries at the drop of a hat. She's so sensitive about everything. She's made such a big deal about this Hitler word. I mean, come on. Margaret's apologized, and you know, she didn't mean to hurt her. She's calling Margaret anti-Semite,
yeah.
Yeah, you know? I mean, that's really a hell of a label to put on somebody,
exactly.
You know?
I'm big about labels and painting people with brushes. I'm big as in against it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you not everybody is the same. Even in nationalities, there's the good and the bad in every one of them.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't say, oh, that nationality is really bad. It's every nationality has its good and its bad.
People come in all shapes, you know,
absolutely.
Dark sides and you know. It's true.
Yeah, people are very, very complicated.
Yep. At the picnic, Siggy feels as though Margaret is... Siggy feels that she's been treated very poorly.
Oh, yeah.
And she breaks down here. For the first time, she cries.
Yeah.
And then she says, you know, I, I think I might have too high expectations for my friends. Really?
Yeah. Well, yeah. If you do, you're going to be disappointed.
Every time.
You shouldn't have too many high expectations of anybody. We're all human.
I'm guilty of this, but I've learned, I'm still learning to lower my expectations. And I've said that on this recap show, like I think it was episode 1 or 2. I was like, you know, I know what it's like when you expect certain behavior and apologies from people and it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, at her age, you'd think she would learn. I mean, I'm learning now. I'm 28, but I'm not, I mean, Siggy is probably, you know, 50. I don't know. Not that that's a bad thing, but come on.
Well, she's got to mature. She's not mature.
Yeah.
She hasn't grown up. She doesn't think like an adult.
No.
She's still thinking like a child, getting sensitive and hurt about every little thing that happens
everything.
To her. You know, all people are human.
Yeah.
And they all have failings. Nobody is perfect, not even yourself. I'm not perfect.
I know
I probably have a lot of things that bother other people. I don't, probably not even aware of them. But what can you do? That's the way you are.
Right.
And you have to be true to yourself. And to other people, no matter what or who you are.
Good advice.
You know?
Sage advice from Sage. The first dinner happens, and Margaret, she said that she just can't say anything in front of Siggy. She's just like,
no.
I can't make any comments.
She can't.
No.
Whatever she says is taken the wrong way.
Yeah. And Siggy's strategy is that she has to put on a brave face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Why? Because she's so brave?
Yeah.
She's so fragile.
So, I know. Melissa and Margaret, they go to go get water. They go outside. And I looked at Margaret's outfit. It looked like she was wearing some type of a nightie or like a slip.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you know, half her boobs were hanging out. I mean, at her age, her boobs aren't even attractive. They're not perky or anything. They're just droopy. So, I mean, why show droopy boobs?
Yeah. I don't know what she was celebrating in some of these dresses.
You know, I mean.
Yeah.
I enjoy her.
I actually am officially a Margaret fan, I will
yeah,
say.
Yeah, I like Margaret. I do. I think she tries very hard to be honest and sincere. But she doesn't belong in that crowd.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't think like they do, and they take her the wrong way a lot of times, you know?
Yeah.
And she's trying to go against the tide, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She's a little bit above their water level, you know?
Yeah.
She's wasting her time trying to impress these women, because they, especially that Siggy, forget her. She's like a pouty little...
I know, right or
spoiled
off.
Spoiled brat.
Yeah, right. I wouldn't want to be friends with her. Like I said, you have to edit yourself constantly.
You walk
She's
on
not
eggs.
That much fun.
No, you got to walk on eggs with her.
No.
Who needs that?
Yeah.
I don't.
Who would have ever guessed the hardest person to get along with is a relationship expert?
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they get back. They walk back to the table after getting water, and of course Siggy's there talking about Hitler all over again.
Oh yeah.
And then they talk about the trigger words. Teresa's trigger word is jail. And Margaret apologizes. She takes the time to apologize to Siggy about mentioning the word of Hitler, mentioning Hitler and saying, oh, you know, I didn't realize that was your trigger word. I don't really know you like that. Understandable. And of course, just, you know, Siggy, like you said, spoiled brat, just sipped her drink. Now, I don't know if
she
edited this or what.
She enjoys being the center and see how everybody is going to react to what she's going to say. You know,
you think that she likes being the attention?
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody's waiting with bated breath to see how she's going to answer Margaret, and she just sips her wine as if to say, "You can all wait and give me the attention and see what I'm going to say," and she doesn't say anything.
It's old. It's old with her.
That's really ignorant.
Danielle though brings it back. She says, "Well, Margaret, I just want to say it was so brave and so powerful of you to make that apology at the table." I love that Danielle's always playing the game. Once again, we need her.
Yeah.
And Siggy says that she's just not over it and not enough time has passed.
Yeah, she's got to mull
it
over.
Any excuse. Yeah. That's such an excuse.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
anything to keep the attention on her a little bit longer.
Yep. The next day, Siggy acknowledges Margaret's apology, but only to Danielle. And Danielle says that, you know, she reminds Siggy, well, you know, you never apologized to Margaret for calling her an anti-Semite. I mean, no wonder why she, you know, it was the wonder why I found it so brave. I mean, really, that she would say that, because she never took the moment to apologize. And that really speaks to Siggy's character and Siggy's character alone.
Yeah, I mean, that's a terrible label to put on somebody, especially that Margaret told her that a lot of her friends are Jewish people. She's not an anti-Semite.
No. No, I don't believe it. I think it's obvious. And it's funny because in other cities, when rumors about husbands or people's characters are out there, a lot of people get very nervous about that, that it will ruin their businesses. And you brought it up, and we'll get to it later in the show. She did mention, she alluded to, you know, people not wanting to do business with people like that. And she realizes that it's so outrageous, the claims.
Yes.
They're not based in any reality.
That
unfair.
Could really do harm to her business, if you think about it.
Yeah.
That's not right. Like she said to Siggy, by me saying the word Hitler, it didn't damage anybody's reputation or anything.
Right.
But when you said I was an anti-Semite, that's labeling me with something that isn't good.
Yeah.
And it's something that I am not. So yeah. Siggy, really, she should be apologizing to Margaret.
100%. Yeah, not waiting to accept an apology.
Yeah, but she's such a spoiled, pouty little thing, and such a sensitive, maybe not even as much as she acts.
Yeah.
She's probably not even that much sensitive. I mean, it's not fair. She should really be apologizing to Margaret and say, I'm sorry that I labeled you like that.
Well, when we return, we're going to be talking more about Sensitive Siggy. We're going to be visiting a shoe factory with Danielle Staub. That was interesting. And then the final dinner in Milan. That and more with Granny June. We're going to continue the thoughts in a moment.
Oh, yeah. We'll be back.
Promotional consideration for Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk is brought to you by Harry's. Harry's blades are a top quality blade coming out of Germany, and it's something I've recently switched over to from the electric razor. I have to say, I love the product, and I really like the shave gel. The shave gel is not your grandfather's can of shaving cream. It's has a great smell, good quality. And I have to say, it really makes the product top-notch. So I can't recommend Harry's enough. So if you want to know more, head on over and find out why Harry's is so confident that you're going to love their blades. So confident that they're going to give you their trial shave set for free when you sign up at harrys.com/grantsrants. Just pay for shipping. Claim your free trial over at Harry's today. A $13 value for free when you sign up with you just cover shipping. Find out why over 3 million guys have switched to Harry's. They're all about a great shave at a fair price, and I like that. Your free trial set includes a weighted ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover, of course. I love that shave gel. To get your free trial, head on over to harrys.com/grantsrants right now. That's harrys.com/grantsrants.
You're listening to Grant's Rants. Subscribe and spread the word.
There are a lot more rants to come.
Listen anytime on all major podcasting platforms.
And now, back to the show.
And we're back talking with the Sage of Coventry, June Flory. Granny to me.
Yes. And you're my great-grandson, believe. Not great. You're great.
Oh.
You're not my great-grandson, but you're great.
I got you. You're adjective. Yes.
Thank you. Very proud of you.
Thank you. You know, I brought my little microphone, my little, mobile microphone from California so we could do this. And, you know, there'll be another show that you can listen to Granny June on coming up on the rant. So, you know, stay tuned. Hang out.
Oh, yeah. We have more to talk about.
Yeah.
We always do.
And we're going to give our thoughts on that show about the news of Siggy leaving The Real Housewives of New Jersey. We're going to share our thoughts and more coming up on that show. So don't miss it. But let's talk about this one. We're on our way to the shoe factory. And I love the excuse for this. This whole trip to Milan is for them to go to the shoe factory so Margaret can, quote, hurry along production at a factory she's never been to and hasn't even made a deal with.
Yes.
The excuses are ridiculous. Margaret and Danielle show up, and Danielle is, she says, you know, that in the van on the way over that being labeled an anti-Semite is a universal insult, which it is.
It is.
But I like that Danielle is keeping it simmering. She's reminding everyone how awful it was what was said, you know?
She won't let it lay.
No. What do you think of Danielle? I've asked you this before, but what do you think of her now that we're a little further into the season?
Well, I really don't. I'm not that familiar with her.
Yeah, I know you didn't start from the beginning.
You know, I'm not that familiar with her. I don't know too much about her. Didn't they say that she caused a lot of problems in the past?
She was a firecracker, and she wasn't afraid to fight. And yeah, she put the show on the map basically for being that girl.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, she seems as though she's calmed down quite a bit.
She has.
She hasn't done anything outstanding or outrageous, as far as I can see so far.
Well,
but
that's
she does
kind
of keep the fires burning a little bit. She keeps those embers glowing, you know?
It's funny that you say that, though, because other housewives, when she started, the stuff that she did was so outrageous to people. But now, because there's all these housewives that have done so many other antics, it almost makes her look now tame.
You know,
she was one of the first ones to get out there and just attack people, you know?
Oh.
So now they all attack. It's all about drawing blood. So she looks like everybody else.
That's why
it's funny that you say I haven't seen her really do much, because previously, in the last episode, she threw all those glasses and cups across the table. But that's not so shocking anymore, what everybody else is doing.
Yeah, they're all throwing glasses and stuff all over the place.
She has to get creative.
From what I've seen of her, she seems pretty calm to me. I haven't seen her do anything outrageous.
Yeah, and I'm okay with it, though, because I think she's wanting to secure that full-time contract for next season, and then I want her to go off the deep end. So, it's all business. I know that Danielle is very strategic.
She
knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
So Margaret wants basically everyone to acknowledge that the comment, she tells Danielle, I want everyone to acknowledge that the comment is false, but she's also not really that worried by it, like we were saying. So then they go on over, they've gone over to the factory, and we learned that this factory is, it takes 3 hours to create one pair of shoes, and ultimately it didn't work out because it was the price point too high.
Not fast enough, make it too expensive.
Yeah, so much for that. So much for that.
So they went to Italy just for that.
Yeah.
You know, and it didn't work out.
So now what?
So all that money was spent.
Yeah.
Just to go there for maybe an hour to the shoe factory.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out anyway. So.
Yeah, it had to have been a plant. They must have went to other places to really do business and just record that one. That's what I think.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't believe much, you know?
Yes.
So Teresa takes Siggy, a Jewish person, to a picture of Jesus somewhere in Italy.
Yeah, how come Siggy didn't get upset about that?
I know.
Didn't she take that as an insult? That she's trying to push her faith on Siggy?
Maybe that will come up later. Maybe that will come up at the reunion.
Sure,
she'll have some time to think about it.
Yeah, you should probably get some tears over that.
Yeah.
And she thinks about, oh my gosh, she brought me to see Jesus. I don't believe that. I'm Jewish. I mean, what did she do that for? She'll probably get all nerved up over that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, please.
Give it some, she'll think she'll mull it over.
Yeah. She'll find something to find wrong with that. Yeah. Believe me.
But Teresa did this to be able to kind of share a moment with Siggy, the one that Siggy missed because she wasn't there for the wreath ceremony that we can't forget.
Oh, yeah.
Another thing that horrid Margaret did. That horrible person.
Yeah. Oh, geez, no matter what Margaret does, she's over her head with these people. You know, she can't win.
Teresa compares being called Soggy Flicker to being labeled an adulterer, which there's a difference, yes, but Siggy doesn't care. She doesn't see the difference.
Oh, no, that doesn't make any difference.
It's all about her.
It's like apples and oranges, but she doesn't see it that way. She figures that, you know, being called an adulterer and saying the word Hitler is the same thing. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know?
This whole thing with her, I mean, is she for real? I mean, are people that, like, do they live in their own mess like that? You know, like their own perception of the world. I guess they do.
They do, and there's a lot of people like that, and you can't change their way of thinking.
I'm trying to think, is it editing? Is it she playing this up for the cameras? Or do people really, are people that caught up in their own emotions and in their own way in relationships?
Could be, yeah. I wouldn't want to be married to her. It'd be very difficult.
You couldn't even tell the person to be quiet. I feel like they, you know, take such insult.
Oh, God.
I'm surprised she's not insulted that the husband wants her to work less.
Oh, I know. God, I mean, she could be in tears 24/7.
Yeah.
The way she gets insulted over nothing.
Over nothing. Siggy is mad. Oh, yeah, of course. What else is new? Yeah, she's mad that Margaret didn't apologize to her sooner. The apology didn't come fast enough.
Oh, isn't that too bad?
Yeah, it should have been at the first dinner, not the second.
If she had apologized right away, she would have said, that was too fast and it wasn't honest.
Yeah, oh, yep.
She can't win, no matter what she does. That Margaret, I think she ought to just forget about the whole scene. I hope she's getting paid a good amount of money to do this because she's really getting batted back and forth.
Yep. She really is.
She's not on the same plane with any of them.
I hope her businesses do well for this. She needs to get something good out of it. Although I will say that Margaret Josephs is living her best life because she's all over social media. And she's been on Sirius XM. She's been booking TV shows. She's doing a ton of press.
Oh.
And she's been really everywhere promoting it. And I have to say, I have a lot of respect for her because she really is pounding the pavement. And, I like her a lot. She's very active on social media.
Yeah, I like her. And if she's getting something out of this, all the better for her.
Yeah. I think people are... I mean, honestly, anyone is going to look like the better person next to Siggy because she's so out of control. I mean, Siggy has her fan base, and I understand why people would like her, and she was different last season, and I can see the other side in a way. But when you've got a realist like Margaret up against her, who's so emotional... The average person is going to go to the person with their feet on the ground.
Right.
So, I get it.
Yeah.
So, Melissa points out that Margaret has always been the bigger person. She's always been the one to apologize, which is a good position to be in the game of housewives. You know, Margaret's come out pretty strong, so.
Well, Melissa has really tried to stand up for Margaret on many different occasions. She kind of... likes Margaret and can see where she's trying, and Melissa has, you know, been at her back most of the time. She'll try to make sense out of what Margaret does and why she does it.
Mm-hmm.
She explains what kind of a person she is. She does understand, I think, Margaret more than any of them.
Mm-hmm. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah, she does. She's really... stood up for her quite a few times and tried to explain to the others, you know, well, Margaret doesn't really mean what she says. She speaks a little
different.
She's
a good friend then because Margaret could use some defense because the other one's just throwing labels around.
Yeah. I like Melissa. She seems to be quite with her feet on the ground more than some of them.
Yeah, in a way. I think she can be a little full of herself too. She's a little much. I mean, you know, I don't really care for her husband much either.
Oh, no.
Oh, I know you hate him.
Oh, I don't hate him, but to me, he's very unappealing. Very unappealing to me. Yeah.
No good for Joe.
No.
Yeah. So, Martin, they're getting ready now. All the montage of the makeup, they're getting ready for the last dinner. Margaret walking around, boob is basically out, details, almost the whole thing. And now we're supposed to call her Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, please. She's really the generic of Marilyn Monroe. Really, really the low, low generic.
Oh, God.
If she can even say Marilyn, it would be it'd be something.
Folks, there's our hashtag for this episode, Generic Marilyn. That's a tweet with the hashtag Generic Marilyn if you want to interact with us about this episode. There it is. I sometimes have a hard time finding a good one, but that's a great one.
I don't see any possible similarity between the two.
No.
None whatsoever.
No, and I don't think, even though she wasn't wearing them much, I can't picture Marilyn Monroe with pigtails.
Oh. Well, if Marilyn Monroe had pigtails, she'd look a hell of a lot better than
oh, Margaret Joseph.
Than Margaret.
Oh, God. Well,
Margaret's pigtails aren't even pigtails.
They're a little
weak.
They're
not braided or anything. They're just two little pieces of hair stuck together with a ribbon. They look as though they're going to come apart any minute. Why does she ever want to wear that? It's ridiculous. Ugh.
Have you ever worn pigtails?
When I was about 5 years old,
yeah.
My mother used to braid my hair and make them into pigtails. But, I mean,
it's been a minute.
You know, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Pigtails.
I love that you have such a strong reaction to the pigtails. I love it. in addition to Margaret's cleavage, Melissa, she talks about how her trigger word used to be stripper. And that was thrown around quite a bit. I love the flashback with one of those four daughters on a pole.
Yes.
Saying, look, I'm Melissa. That's so bad. That's when the show was really dark.
Yes.
Yeah, it was not that great back then. But now we can laugh about it. But I mean, like, talk about, you know, what kids pick up on. You can imagine what the parents were saying about her.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
You know, Melissa really has had to forgive a lot. And the other way, I know those two had their own, like, Melissa was just as passive-aggressive to Teresa. But it's amazing some of those relationships that Teresa has been able to repair. I mean, I'm still surprised. I thought that maybe Melissa and Teresa were still on thin ice with each other, but they seem to be straight.
They seem to be better because, you know, Teresa's husband is in jail.
That did it.
And so, you know, Melissa has to feel as though she has to kind of have her back, you know, and give her support while her husband's away. So I think that kind of made them get closer.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that had to be it.
Yeah, that's a big part of it.
So let's get into this final dinner.
Oh,
it was only a few minutes, but a lot happened.
Yeah.
Melissa's getting ready to give a toast for the trip, but Siggy interrupts, of course, because she had to say something, and she thanks Margaret for her apology, but then she still cries.
All the while she's giving Margaret her apology, I'm holding my breath because I know what's coming next. There's always going to be a but.
Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, you know, she's still hurt. She's still got the tears.
Upset about Hitler.
Oh, come on. Give me a break. You know, being with people. You should be by yourself.
Mm-hmm. I know. What the hell are you doing on a reality TV show?
Making money. That's it.
It's almost one book she wrote. Anyway, maybe she wrote more, but I only know of one. So, Margaret, she asks out, I give Margaret credit. She asks outright. She says, well, do you still think that I'm an anti-Semite now?
Yes.
And Siggy, instead of saying no, she says, oh, you know, she didn't put it out. What did she says? Oh, yeah, she didn't pull it out of the sky.
Yeah.
You know, she said it based on their fight.
Yeah, on all the little things that
Margaret
has said to her in the past, you know, all the attacks she's taken and everything. So she came to the conclusion that she was an anti-Semite person. Well, you know, you could give people attacks and stuff like that only because they're obnoxious, not because you think that they're
Jewish. You could just not like her.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know, not only that, but I don't think Margaret would even imagine that anything she said would be deemed as an attack.
So. No. She doesn't seem to be the type that would attack. She looks as though she's always trying to make amends and get along with people.
Yeah.
But she's wasting her time with that group.
Then, of course, the token housewives line for every apology. If I hurt your feelings, I apologize for that. Like, that, again, is that an apology? The person clearly is, like, you know, hurt, or in this case, slandered. Yeah. But only if I hurt your feelings, I apologize for that. Now, I'm guilty of been saying that to some roommates in the past because some of them didn't deserve an apology, but I said it to keep the peace.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I don't know what it is, the cost of saying an I'm sorry to people. I don't know what it is just to say those two words. Why there's always a condition, especially with housewives, I don't know.
Yeah, well, because they don't want to make it completely final.
Or take full responsibility.
They want to leave a little wiggle room there for the next one.
Oh, yeah. Hold it against. Smart. Smart.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Margaret, what can I say? Margaret's speechless at this point. Yeah. She literally doesn't know what else to do. And, you know, she says in her interview, it's not apologizing. And, you know, everyone agrees what Siggy said is very damaging. I mean, you talked about it earlier. You can't be doing that with someone who owns a business.
No.
Someone who raised Jewish children.
Exactly.
There's no evidence of any of this. So, Siggy says that Margaret, she's just anti-Siggy at this point.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe.
A lot of people are.
Maybe she is. I wouldn't blame her if she was.
Yeah.
Anti-Siggy. Where the hell did that name come from anyway, Siggy?
Well, it's cut for like Sigalite, I guess. That's her like God-given name or whatever.
Sigalite?
Yeah, Sigalite, yeah. But of course, you know, when she's hurt, Siggy gets to be the point of like, you know, am I watching a different show? Like, am I, you know, like we said, everyone has their faults, but I'm not seeing, you know, a complete bitch coming out of Margaret Joseph's birthday.
Oh, yeah, well, they're all going to go to that.
Yeah.
You can bet your neck Siggy will end up there to her leg when she's dancing. You know.
A lot could happen.
A lot could happen. I mean, you know, she's so sensitive about everything. Maybe she should stay home. But I don't think she will because it's too good to pass up.
Yeah.
So she might get over her pouting little ways for a while there to enjoy the party, you know.
Well, here's hoping.
Yeah.
But that'll do it for this recap. Thanks for talking with me.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
Well, I
always like to talk to my friends out there and wish them a happy new year.
Your shows always do well. I never get more comments and feedback than when I have you on.
Oh, that's great. I'll be back again.
Sounds good. We'll be back with more rants. I love you for listening.
This has been Grant's Rant Small Talk. Want more? Join the full conversation on Grant's Rant's Hollywood Talk Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Blog Talk Radio, and in the links below.